I'm glad we've got quite a few people in the room still. I think this is a good group for taking this discussion to the next level. And just to kind of echo what Tim said, basically what's happened since our first meeting in this community a year ago is that a small group of us have been having conversations, shooting things back and forth over email to try to come up with some materials that are, I think there are two main goals. One is to help those of us who are already engaged thinking about SI to learn more, to be able to do a better job of SI-type research. And then probably even more important than that is to bring new ASA researchers or Tri-Societies researchers into thinking about things in an SI framework. And to me, and I think to most of us, that's important because we believe this framework is the direction that all this research needs to head in. Not that every single study presented at the Tri-Societies is going to be looking at all these indicators, but we need more research on this level, we believe, to solve a lot of the problems that are facing agriculture. And so this is really oriented around changing research practice to drive people in this direction. So we thought we were going to develop a toolkit that we could roll out, so that was kind of an original idea. But then we learned about the development of this amazing toolkit and book that's coming and being released at Five. And we also knew throughout that we weren't going to be inventing this stuff. Very happily, we get to draw on the good work that other people have done. So rather than that, we just tried to keep it short as a set of principles and methods that we think could define sustainable intensification research. But we know that we're not the only people in the room thinking about this, so we want to get everyone's feedback. Before we start the discussion, Anne and I are just going to clarify a little bit what we mean by these so that we're starting off on the same page. So for principles, the first is that SI should lead to food and ag systems that provide nutritional security for all by producing food that is diverse, accessible, and affordable. And really, we've, you know, to my mind, all of these are important because they improve on disconnects that I see with the kind of status quo way of thinking about things. So to me, the status quo way of thinking about things is we need to double food production. And that's our challenge on the productivity side. Our keynote speaker that opened things up echoed some of that thinking, pushed us forward in some other ways, thinking more about nutrition. And so I think this bullet point is asking us to go even further and make sure that we're thinking about, yes, a diverse diet that provides nutritional security, and also thinking about that diet being accessible regardless of who you are and where you are on the planet. The second principle is that SI should reduce harmful environmental impacts while maintaining or boosting desirable agroecosystem functions. To me, here the disconnect is that a lot of people talk about sustainable ag, but there's no specificity, it's not clear how far you're supposed to go, and often anything that's just slightly more efficient than what we currently do is deemed sustainable. So the disconnect is we need to go much further than that. We need to actually have reductions in those impacts so that we get to a level that the environment can sustain. And beyond that, we need to think about the positive ecosystem functions that are sustained in agroecosystems, and we need to be able to boost those as well. The third principle is that SI should produce equitable and just socioeconomic outcomes in ag communities, with emphasis on avoiding negative impacts for marginalized groups. And to me, the disconnect here in the natural sciences is that we just never think about this stuff. And so injecting justice and a lens of food justice and economic justice into the ways that we approach research in agricultural production systems is a big leap forward. And then finally, these SI systems should be resilient to climatic, environmental, and socioeconomic disruption. Here, I just think we need to get better at measuring and really quantifying these things. We talk a lot about climate resilience or resistance or stability, and the quantification is a challenge. I also think we rarely go to the level of thinking about socioeconomic disruption within agricultural research, and so that's kind of a new frontier that we need to get to as well. So with that brief summary, I'm going to turn it over to Anne to talk about the methods.
Hi, thanks. I really like breakout groups, so I'm gonna go through this pretty quickly, but it would be helpful if everybody just accepted the premise on these principles, because I'm gonna be talking about the methods which are based on these principles. So just suspend your... So the first one up is explicitly to outline how research topics and methods address SI principles. And this is pretty important from a messaging strategy to get the idea of having the systemic approach out there a little bit more, to tightly hone your research to the principles. The second one is to approach research in an interdisciplinary, systemic manner that draws conclusions for actions from multi-criteria assessments. I think everybody's pretty on board with that. The third one is considering both current and future sustainability impacts. So looking at these changes, these proposed changes over time or in the different agricultural context is really specific, especially I think in more industrial, well, in any system, if you're proposing a change, then it also changes what is happening there. So everything's almost always in a state of flux, and you have to have that adaptive management built in to keep going on the trajectory that you want. The fourth one is to involve diverse stakeholders. There is a great question about who is a stakeholder, but involving them from the beginning, and I would say just telling everybody. So, and telling everybody, because at different scales that we're going up, you get these cross-scale agents that are really important to take it to the landscape level, to take it to the regional level. So identifying those, being able to identify those and build your capacity, I think is pretty important. And finally, make new knowledge broadly available by freely sharing findings, data sets, and reaching out to the broader community. So it's important to remember lots of people don't think about these things at all, which sometimes I forget that people don't think about these things because they seem so inherent. I would also say this is, again, a strategy for being able to build up information and build this systemic level of approach to agricultural research. So with that, we'll go to the breakout session.
So again, what we want to do is get your comments, your ideas, your constructive critiques, your deconstructive critiques. You can take these ideas apart. You can build them up again. You can throw them away and start with something new. But again, it is a small group, and we want to encourage discussion. If the people in these two tables in the back would come up to the two front tables, and these two tables, introduce yourselves if you don't already know each other and where you're working, and then use these ideas to just go through and list on the paper, do you think we're on track? Do you think we're off track? Did we miss a big elephant in the room that needs to be discussed, that the community needs to focus on as it moves forward? Any additional ideas and things like this, we'd like to get your feedback, because again, the leadership of the community will transition in the next year. It will go in a new direction, and we'd like to have your input, and especially your input based upon any new insights or ideas that you stumbled across in listening to the presentation in the last 2.5 hours. We'll do this for just about 25 minutes, give or take, and then we're going to ask one person from each table to just give a quick summary. So please nominate a person who could do that. And then it's party time with the bookmark.
And Jim, just to be clear, you want input on both principles and methods?
Yes.